to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The holidays are absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to Sacramento's number one video game podcast, The Video Game Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. And have you ever been feeling down, everybody? Because I think you might need a bump. That's right. Show the people. Show the people. GG, everybody. That's a good game. Get your bumps with get your bump with Gamer Subs. GG. Gamer Subs, everybody. What's the good flavors?
I got the acai blueberry.
It's Akai.
That's good.
It's Akai. Akai Pfeiffer blueberry.
Akai Pfeiffer.
Get that one.
There's no Akai Pfeiffer. Dragon Fruit.
Dragon Fruit. That's, Dragon Ball Fruit.
That's probably the most popular.
Nice. I like
Dragon
it.
Dragon Punch.
I like it.
Dragon Fruit Punch, actually. Right. Orange, I've heard, is OP. OP Orange.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You heard his voice, everybody. The real David Webb's here.
What's going on, everybody?
And oh, special day.
OP Orange.
That's terrible.
You get it?
I thought it was like Opie from, the Andy Griffith Show.
We toyed around with that, spinning it that way.
Yeah.
When I was on the team.
I think that's the way to go. I think they should have tied it into Andy Griffith.
That was my idea.
No, they shouldn't. Because you don't see freaking Opie running around on Gamer Subs. Fishing hella hard.
Imagine if he did,
just
though.
Fishing as hard as he can. No, he's not doing that. You heard his voice. Corey Vincent's here.
Hey! Ho, 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 everybody!
That's horrible.
It's Merry Christmas time. Or as the Jewish people call it, Hanukkah.
Are we, is this going to drop
that
on...
That wasn't insulting at all.
Is this going to drop on Christmas? Is this going to be a Christmas gift?
Yeah.
I think it'll drop on Christmas. Oh, yeah, Christmas! Boom. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
What'd you guys get?
Yeah, what did Santa bring you?
I didn't get any gifts.
What'd Tim Allen bring you?
I don't know. Are you expecting anything? Oh, well, before we get to that, Stephen Gutierrez is here, of course.
Hey-o.
The people that have been here waiting since last Christmas, a whole year, week in, week out, and they have never left the chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hey.
Hello, chat.
Hello.
So since it is Christmas Day that you're probably listening to this, not for the people that are live, it's Christmas Eve Eve. Unless
Festivus?
Yeah. Festivus, maybe.
Is today Festivus?
Today's Festivus.
Oh. Time to air out some grievances.
Yeah. We got a lot of grievances.
Around the pole.
Can we get the feats of strength?
Feats of strength. We need the aluminum pole.
What are we expecting? Do you guys ever expect anything for Christmas?
Hell yeah.
Wow, really?
I'm married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she better give me something.
Well, for the non-married people in the room.
Otherwise, she'd be out of pocket.
Yeah, she'd be way out of pocket.
All right, I'm expecting that. That's one gift that I want. I want white people to stop killing slang.
Oh, man.
I never want anything for Christmas. I never want anything for Christmas, really. Because everything that I really want, I can't, I want to either earn myself or nobody ever, expects, or like can guess what I kind of like want. But that is one thing I probably do want is white people to stop killing slang. Webb, what do you want for Chrissy?
Let's see. I got a lot of like camera gear on my wish list.
Yeah, I mean you've been tearing it up with the photos and everything of Sacramento.
I'm trying to, yeah.
Yeah. You have an ultimate goal with this thing?
I want to turn it into something where I can make money off of it. Like have like a side thing going. Like,
porn industry.
There you go. Boom.
Always money in the porn industry.
Always lucrative.
It's plan C.
There was a black TV show, or not a TV show, a black movie a long time ago called Hollywood Shuffle. And their whole like slogan, it was a guy trying to be an actor in Hollywood and stuff like that. And his trials and tribulations and stuff like that going through there. And it was always this like thing in the back of his head. It's like, there's always work at the post office. Now, 2017, going into 2018.
It's always money in the banana stand.
It's always work in the porn industry.
Yeah. True.
What's happening in 316 in the chat room? He comes in the room saying, hey, how are you guys doing today? We're talking about the gifts that we expect during Christmas Day. Corey Vincent, you are married of all of what, 7 years?
But let's go with seven.
Steven. What do you expect?
No, I don't expect, I mean, I expect something, whether it's the thought
Is it the thought that counts? Is that the thing?
Most definitely. It's okay. Always the thought that counts.
So if she were to walk in here and be like, you know what, here you go. Here's a new pencil.
I thought you would like this.
I thought you would love this pencil.
I mean, that
it's got little stars on it, you know,
little Thors.
It says out of pocket on the side.
Ooh. Late 2017, heading into 2018, that's a very thoughtful gift because a pencil, like, who uses those? Honestly, like, that should be in a museum. Like that's a rare artifact.
That is
of human history.
That is.
I haven't written something with my hand. It's all been text.
Only if it's number two pencil.
Because you can't take
the only ones that matter.
Otherwise, it's trash.
I'm looking up, Aaron, the 10 slang words you cannot, under any circumstances, use in 2018.
Okay.
These are words that are dead.
Okay. Oh, so let's see how many you guys have killed.
Shook.
Nobody's used shook in a long time anyway.
Yeah.
It gives like a little definition. It says, this word was pretty much over the second it began.
It was scared, right?
It is by far the most annoying slang term of 2017. And
did they give a definition, though?
No, I feel like
that's old. Okay,
so shook is 2017. Yeah,
there's an example. Yeah. There's an example of where I could see the correlation. Like, you're shooken up. Like, it shook you up. Yeah. Shook.
Elvis invented that.
Yeah.
First of all,
Shook up.
Elvis didn't invent anything.
That's
so. Let's just.
He invented rock and roll. How dare you?
How do you ban people from life?
I don't because think that he is definitely it, not. But he was definitely the king.
Point being,
he died on a throne.
There's an example of where you can see the correlation.
Okay, so for the new people that are in the room and that are listening on Christmas morning, and you get your hot cocoa, and you're probably unwrapping your gifts and everything like that, and you're like, what the hell is VGB talking about? Well, there's a tradition that seems to happen where slang will come out, it'll get very popular, and then somebody of the Caucasian persuasion from the mountains of Caucasus will adopt this. This slang term, and then all of a sudden it just becomes uncool anymore.
Yeah. And
so
I mean, these are the ones that I guess have already been killed. That you like, I'm telling you, as one white person to all the white ears that are listening to this, that you do not want to get caught out of pocket saying these.
You've already killed one.
Okay, so shook is one.
Out of pocket is two. Clearly,
two is lit.
No, that's going away.
We're done with lit, fam.
Damn.
And the fact that you're sad about that.
Lit was a good one.
It just caught on to him.
Yeah,
that's why.
See, I just got lit.
We just got lit.
We're just lit.
So here's the thing, too. The song that we played right before we came out here was Travis Scott. He kind of made a career of saying lit. It's lit. No, he in his songs, if you hear it, he's always saying it's lit. So if he gives it up, then I think you guys might should give it up too.
This one goes for the gaming community because I've heard it more in the gaming community than I've heard anywhere, and it's daddy.
Daddy should never. So here's the thing.
Why is that a thing?
Here's the thing.
You're more engrossed in like the internet gaming community than I think any of us. Why is that a thing?
It's funny. Like I think it's funny when someone like calls someone else dad because like there's this whole meme on the internet right now that. Everybody, has like a terrible dad,
Okay.
So like there's a lot of jokes about like, dad left and he never came home and things like that. So when they're watching streams, they'll call whoever they're watching or someone they respect. Like Seagull would get it all the time. People just call him dad because he's like a dad they never had. It's kind of really weird and creepy.
Okay.
I don't like that one. I'm old school. I never really got on that one.
Chat room just chiming in real quick. Brock said it's already Christmas Eve on the East Coast. That's one.
There you go.
Jack 12 Nax says, "Whoa, Webb, your hair! Oh my God, I like it."
Ooh,
there you go.
He's looking fleek.
Because it is his birthday today. Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday,
Webb. Ripe old age of 33.
Yep.
Well, we have a story we might have to talk about.
All right. So continue down this list of slang that should
be
never slung anymore.
Four. It you shouldn't say basic anymore.
No. See, here's the thing. I'm so happy that one is gone.
There's another one that's correlated.
Because
I can find the correlation between that.
I'm sorry. There was a time where girls threw it on other girls like that girl's basic.
That girl's so basic.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And it was an insult. But then they started to try to adopt it, like black people did the N-word, and try to empower. Wow. It.
Oh, you are so basic.
And try to empower it.
I'm basic, bitch.
What's up, my basic bitch?
Here's the thing. It's not good. Like in any form or fashion. I don't care if you are 12. I don't care if you are 58. It is not good. Like it's a thing where it's like, oh, I want to be, I want to be a part of the. I don't know. See, because for me, it's differently. Like I mean, it's different. It's you are not really unique in this world in the grand scheme of it all. You have lungs, wow. You have a heart, you have eyes. You
know, we're all made out of the same
we're
shit.
We're all kind of made out of the same. So you do have some uniqueness to you, you know, your DNA and stuff like that that sets you apart. But then again, yeah, if you pull the microscope way back and some aliens looking down, it's like they're all humans.
Nope.
Yeah. So,
yeah, they're all humans down there.
You're all made out
of
atoms.
So when you want to go out and be like, I'm basic, that's just being like, it's basically saying you're sheeple. You are sheeple.
All
right. So let's go.
The next one I'd never heard of, Extra.
Oh, I've heard that.
What I just did was Extra.
That's new.
That was Super Extra.
Super Extra, yeah. We can dead that one. That's cool.
My coworker would say that.
We can dead it, yeah.
It is now because it's on this list and I know it now. So
let's see. Is Roasted gone? Please let Roasted be gone, says Jax12 Max.
Not on this list.
Damn.
Roasted lives. Damn.
This one, I don't want to
let Unless they killed it in 2016.
I'm prying onto this one. Savage.
That's a white person term anyway. Y'all can have that.
Okay. I should announce that nowhere on this list did it ever say like any race. It just said these are words that are over.
Yeah, that's cool. But black people have known for a long time that y'all can have savage. All
right. 7, I completely agree with. Sorry, not sorry.
That's a basic term.
Yeah.
That's slang.
You're right. Basic chicks say that.
See, that's a basic term.
It just came out. Like, there's a new song. It's called Sorry, Not Sorry. And when I heard it, I just cringed. Because, like, that's, like, moms say that. Like, it's just an old thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hashtag new hair, don't care. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Yeah. Hashtag basic. All right.
What else we got?
Hashtag PSL.
8, goals.
Goals?
Oh, so like when goals. You see someone, you're like, oh yeah, that's goals.
No, here's the thing I dislike about goals is
don't set them.
No,
people get disappointed if you don't have goals.
No, it's only when it's in the context of relationships.
Mm. Hashtag relationship goals.
Yeah, when they put the like,
hashtag, nobody gives a shit.
Like, no, it's not goals. No, it's not.
Oh, the Joker and Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad.
He's an abusive.
Yeah, he beats the shit out of her.
That's goals.
And here's a little hint for you girls that want to be in that type of relationship. She's not the first one. He's killed plenty of them. Read the comic books.
Yeah, there's so many Harley Quinn.
9 is snack.
I've never heard of that. That's how bad it is.
People,
I'm hungry. I'm gonna go get a snack.
One, it's like one sentence. It says, "Enough with saying attractive people are looking like snacks."
That's white people term.
It just makes me want an actual snack.
Yeah, no, that one.
Kind of rapey.
I've never heard that one either.
That never reached the hood.
It's kind of rapey.
Sounds like it is in rape culture.
And then the last one, number 10, low key. We're done saying low key.
We don't say low key anymore.
We don't.
Gave it up a while ago.
No.
Or do you say it on the low key though?
No, people say it differently. So if you're from New York, it's just low. Like you're not low. Come on.
Okay.
Low?
That's if you're on the East Coast. West Coasters, I don't think say it too much. But it's just like, you know, like if I was eating a bowl of chips. Here's a way washed example. I'm eating a bowl of chips, and then I'm talking to you, and Steven sneaks and gets a chip, and like, I saw that, Steven. You're not low.
You gotta get lower.
Yeah, see. Lord, and now it's dead. I'm sorry, New York. My apologies, New York.
It's too extra. It's,
West Coast, yeah. Best Coast.
Yeah.
What do you think about Twitch terminology leaking out of Twitch?
I haven't seen it yet.
I found myself saying something was PogChamp in real life.
You see that a lot.
Yeah, but see, that sounds dumb.
I know it sounds dumb, but it makes sense in your... surrounded by it, and when you know what it means.
Pog champ.
So that means he's a champion of an old game?
If someone in chat has access to the emote. So basically, the emotes all have names. Mm-hmm. So you type it in there, and the emote pops up. And so people are using these in real life, and Pog champ is like when something... Pog champ.
It looks like the most racist thing I've ever seen.
What's that, like just, something like awesome.
That's like, Pog champ right there?
That's Pog champ.
Something that makes you go,
No. Yeah.
So like when like if you're watching a stream and a crazy play happens, like everybody just starts spamming the Pog champ.
You know...
That's dumb.
I'll just use one that's never gonna die. That's whack. That is the wackest thing.
That's whack. What about
see, your stream? Whack.
Your stream? Whack.
Your slang?
Let's whack. See,
the other one that
Pog champ? Whack.
There's other ones that have been making their way out too. Bible thump.
No.
Have you ever heard anybody say Bible thumb?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. When I was younger, I've heard that, but it probably doesn't mean the same thing.
No, Bible thumb means like something sad happened. Like it's like to say, oh, Bible thumb.
Yeah, no.
What?
You don't
see, and that's,
you know, you're
that's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever. Oh, man, he died. Bible thump.
No.
What the fuck?
Like, once you see. Like,
why is that a thing?
Once you see the emo face, it all kind of comes.
Okay. Yeah, but see, but here's the thing. Type it in. You're outside of. You're outside of.
See, Twitch. I don't know. Bible thump.
That's Bible thump.
That
right
would
there.
that would actually imply that the person that's hearing this or something like that knows what that emote looks like. If you want to use it outside of Twitch, and if I don't know that, then what am I? That's Bible thump, the cry eyes thing.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That is. Yeah, it's dumb.
It's dumb.
There's also another one, not like this. The one of the guy like holding his head, like that's I've heard. I'm hearing that
not,
one more.
Not like this. We use it like in.
Not like these.
Yeah, like in our own way. Center. You know, like our own little.
Bro, that's the Matrix.
Yeah, that's the Matrix. That's why we got it off of that. You know, she dies and she's not like this and then not gets like unplugged. This. Yeah. So, I mean, that slang, okay, that's from a movie.
What about when people say lol?
No, I hate that.
You do?
Lol.
I like that, actually. And actually,
I've only seen white people do it.
I hear it all the time in Overwatch. Every match, when something happens, like, oh, NA ult, lol. Like, it's like clockwork. You go into any ranked match. In Overwatch, and you hear somebody say low.
It's not, no. Give that one up.
Kappa, of course.
Kappa is horrible. I hate that, too.
That's like saying not.
You'll never hear me say that.
You'll
Kappa
never say
sounds
Kappa.
Like no, you'll never hear you're trying to initiate in like a racist cult or something.
No, yeah. That's,
like, I'm going to join Kappa, guys.
Kappa.
All the way. And then next thing you know, you're fucking Hitler saluting.
Racist cult, a.k.a. fraternity.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
it's just what it sounds like.
Not that far. It's not a far leap away from the internet anyway. I mean, if you think about it.
That's true.
With all the racist people and everything.
Well, look at all the names in the KKK.
Yeah. They're all just D&D characters. Yeah. Literally D&D characters.
Kappa Pride is another one I hear people say out loud.
Yeah, it sounds like white pride. Right?
You might be on something.
I don't think you're on anything.
Yeah, no, let's not take that slang and bring it to real. Leave it in the Twitch world. That's where just it leave belongs.
Wait until you start hearing it crossover in rap songs, because like Post Malone's been streaming.
That's fine. But see, here's the thing. Some of these terms and everything have already crossed over into rap songs.
Really?
You just haven't heard them because those people aren't popular.
You were not going to hear Jay-Z talking about PogChamp?
No, you won't. That's the
Jay-Z's
thing.
Probably never heard of Twitch.
Woke up and Beyonce made some breakfast. It was PogChamp.
And you see, that's exactly why it will never happen. Exactly why it will never happen. Ceramic Dragon is in the building, everybody. Blood Ocean is in the building.
Yo.
Yo.
I don't know, man. I think there's definitely lines, and that's something that shouldn't cross. Slang shouldn't cross that type of line. Leave it in where it needs to go.
I think you're being old-fashioned.
I think you're being extra.
Yeah, I think you're being pretty extra right now. Maybe a little even out of pocket, dare I say. Don't get offended.
And
all of those. This is exactly why they're all
and
dead.
And store the basic.
Exactly why they're all dead. Basic is fine. You can throw that away in the trash with all the rest of the stuff that you guys just killed.
Aaron, I felt a little bad about the Christmas gift I gave you, the gag gift.
You felt a little Bible thump?
I felt a little Bible thump over it.
See how stupid that sounds?
You see how dumb that is?
You see how stupid that sounds?
I thought it was lit.
You see how stupid that rolls off the tongue?
One person thought it was lit. I thought it was pretty PogChamp.
We're doing this now? So we're exchanging gifts?
Well,
here. Can you catch?
Yeah, I can catch.
Wait, is that yours?
Yeah, because mine's right here.
Yeah, okay. Boom. So for you missing the live stream out here, everybody, of course, this is Christmas. Steven is giftless.
Yeah,
but I do got some gum here, Stephen.
Would you like some gum?
It's partially chewed.
Oh, God.
No. Do you want a little ABC? A Nerdy Red Flags expansion pack?
No.
Little ABC chewed.
Do you want anything from you guys?
So
what about Red Flags?
Let me open my gift here.
I'm good. Thank you, though.
It looks like a manga.
I did get you a manga. I know how much you like those mangas.
He got me the Black Panther.
BET.
The BET one, yeah.
The BET Black Panther.
Thank you very much.
Where's the soundtrack?
Wow. And it actually has the original Black Panther on the back of it. The Fantastic Four, the one he was first introduced in.
Nice, nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I felt bad. I think I got you the event. No, the you Justice got me, League.
Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman.
Oh, even
yeah.
worse, God. Yeah, I felt bad about that one.
It's all right.
Did you watch it yet?
What made it worse is you put it in a box of Ginger Elizabeth's chocolate.
Oh yeah, I really tried to fuck with you.
Damn.
Yeah,
can I see this real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, I've watched it multiple times. So I got both of you two guys something.
All right.
Webb, you can go first. Now, like I said, Webb has been taking pictures like crazy as of lately. And I was like, you know what, Webb? That's ridiculous.
So you got him a brand new camera.
No. Oh. I didn't get him a brand new camera. That's definitely an old box.
Holy
That's poggers.
Hog champ.
Yeah, no, not that. No, not
that'd be extra.
Not that baller.
That'd be way extra.
That triple kick's not in this.
I know, yeah. A mandala. I love that. A
mandala.
And I got him got him a Amazon gift card and some socks that are Spider-Man.
Those are
thigh highs. So you and Jamie can have fun with that.
I'll take pictures.
That'd be perfect for his dude war shoot.
There you go.
Dude war? Really?
Only in the socks.
There you go.
Oh God.
And they're not on his feet.
Oh, Bible thump.
They're not on his feet.
Cap of pride.
Pog champ.
Now, Corey, you're up next. I'm going to need that box back.
Thank you, sir.
Blood Ocean said Batman vs. Superman is not a bad movie, Aaron.
We can debate that horrible crap later. Corey, you wanted the Golden Reinhardt. Of course, you're not getting that.
Instead, I got you a May.
I spray painted.
Got your bronze May.
I too am the lucky recipient of a Amazon gift card.
Amazon gift card. And
my own matching thigh highs.
Yeah.
So when you and David Webb are
some Halo
taking pictures together.
So you guys can do your doudoirs together and your matching or you're not matching. You're just thigh high socks together.
That's gross.
To keep you warm for the winter. There you go.
So, thank you, sir.
We had a group of friends went out to look at Christmas lights.
Uh-huh.
A very basic thing to do, but
that's horrible.
We did it anyways. And Webb wore a Spider-Man onesie.
I did.
And he was the talk of the town.
I bet he was.
He was the talk of the neighborhood. All the people, all the small children would be walking by and say, Spider-Man!
So you bet your sweet melons that I am.
Well, our friend, he wore his Batman onesie, but then he wore his jacket over it. So
he didn't wear a Batman onesie then.
Well, just nobody knew that Batman was there, which is kind of the point.
Yeah, I mean,
you never know Batman's there.
You weren't cold at all, huh?
No, because I wore clothes underneath my onesie. If anything, I was warm.
This was a couples retreat thing?
There was a lot of, I guess
it was basically a couples retreat.
Might have been one or two.
It's cool,
solo. Yeah.
We drank spiked hot chocolate.
Okay.
Yep. We drink, it's kind of a tradition. We get spiked hot chocolate and we walk down what they call the Fab 40s.
My family went to go see the Fab 40s. Yes, yeah. It's a historic neighborhood here in Sacramento, California, where actually some of the homeowners actually just passed the house down to their family members to keep up the traditions that go on around there. So yeah, a little history.
Damn, I did not know that.
Yeah, Fab 40s. It's been here for.
Since the 40s.
Since the 40s. There you go. Since the
40s. I thought it was because it was on the 40, like, it's on 40th Street.
That could probably be it, too.
That might be actually.
I think that's
probably
it.
The real thing.
Because
it's been here since, the 20s.
Many of these houses look like they're from the 40s. But.
Yeah, yeah.
This house looks like it's been renovated a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a staple here. And I wanted to go see some lights, but I just never did.
All right.
Cool story, bro.
Feel like that one.
Yeah, I just never did.
There's lights behind you.
I've been busy. Like, this last week, man, has been stupid busy at work, outside of work. I don't know. I've been ridiculously busy.
Bible thump.
No, Bible thump. I've been playing a lot of Warframe. That's been consuming my life. I was trying to find an article on the web where I saw somebody saying the introduction of Predator to Ghost Recon Wildlands was done poorly. Would love to debate that.
Wait a minute. Predator as in
the Predator.
He's in Wildlands?
He is introduced as a free DLC in Wildlands.
So wow, that's actually pretty badass.
It was you have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm playing with Jerry and Steven and we got the new download And the mission starts off like the movie. Well, not like the movie.
The original?
The original. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I picked up a truck. Threw it at
the enemies. The original. So we find this bloodied Bolivian woman in the middle of the jungle. She's scared out of her mind. Dead soldiers around her and everything like that,
speaking
right?
Speaking Bolivian.
And she's like, they were all killed by the monster and, in and out of Spanglish.
So the jungle's alive.
The jungle's alive. Yeah, all this stuff. And as soon as you're done, you start hearing those classic Predator sounds. Like, all around. That's not it.
That's Jason.
Yeah, definitely not it.
Totally a different franchise.
What's a Predator sound?
Clicking?
I recommend, if you play this DLC, to play with, good headphones. Like, don't play, little saw. Don't have the TV, coming out the TV. Have it playing.
Don't play with those Turtle Beach headphones.
You want it in your ear.
You want some Logitechs. Sponsors. Yeah.
Is that our...
That's PogChamp right there.
Here, let's see if I can play some for you guys real quick. It's this is probably just the...
It's...
Yeah, you hear the screaming in the jungle.
You hear that shit.
Interesting.
So, we're walking through the jungle, and the first, because it's an actual mission in the game. It becomes a mission for you. You're going through, there's new dialogue from the characters. They're like, wow, the cartel is getting really, ruthless, because you find the dead body strung in the forest and stuff like that. You find an altar with skulls and everything like that all around. You're like, yeah, it's got to be the cartel. And then you go a little further, following some of the clues or whatever, and then you come upon a spaceship, full-blown crash-land spaceship.
I literally walked right next to it and didn't know what it was.
It was kind of camoed.
I walked right, I was right next to it, and then they're like, holy crap, look at that spaceship. And I was like, what are you talking about? Turn around.
That noise.
Yes.
Some of that starts popping off right when you see the spaceship, and you're like, son of a mother.
That's awesome.
What the hell? And it's it's eerie. It's very eerie.
That's giving me chills.
Is Carl Weathers in it?
Aaron's
Carter.
Carl Weathers. Yeah. I was basically Carl Weathers. So anyway, we're going through, and then it shows you the next location where you're supposed to go. And we come up to this river, and you see blood on the leaves, green blood on one of the leaves. And it's like, crap, he's been damaged. So, if you've seen the movie, that the Predator bleeds green blood.
And it's funny because they use the lines if it bleeds, you can kill it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's a line from the movie.
Straight from the movie, but they had the voice actors do it out perfectly. You track this thing to a little clearing or whatever, and then you're on full-blown boss fight. The Predator just drops out. And then what's creepy is the things you're saying before, he repeats them. In a mocking tone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he was listening to you the whole time?
Yes. And he drops from the trees. He sends out decoys. He's invisible. So the first time, I think the most epic, we haven't beat this character. This boss yet, by the way.
It's difficult.
He's so difficult. I think the coolest moment that we had personally is we went out there, we fought him, we died the first time. Second time, we're popping flares everywhere. Popping because it's I don't know.
To make everything light?
Yeah, to lighten up.
Try to find where he's at.
And you see his silhouette just running through these red flares everywhere. And you're like, crap, he's over here. No, he's over there. It was it was the coolest thing. So we're back to back to back type of thing.
Yeah.
And the Predator is just surrounding us. And then you're just hearing all these freaking sound effects that are just coming in perfectly. All around you. And then there was a moment where the three of us are in like a little spot, and I turn around and he's literally just in between all three of us yelling, and I'm I'm what the heck. And you turn around, you start shooting, and he just jumps in the air out of the way. It's the most epic freaking boss battle in this game
and then in the middle of fighting, you just hear the and you see the fucking laser beam
right at
three
you.
Dot laser beam pinpointed on your head.
Yes.
And you're like, fuck, and you're just trying to run. Yeah,
you can outrun, if you run at a certain angle, maybe you can outrun it. But 80% of the time, it's beaming you, and it's a one-hit kill. And so you go down, and then you're like, crap, somebody get me up. And then you try to get them up, and then another red beam lanes at you, and then boom. There was a time where Steven and Jerry were both down, and I was hiding behind a tree. And I was like, okay, I need to get him up. And he left. I shot him one time, so he should be gone. And all of a sudden, I just hear buzzing noises. It just zzzz. And then all of a sudden, I look in the sky, and his freaking glaive is just zooming around. He's tossing it around the jungle, looking for me. And I was like, if I go out there, I'm decapitated, and that's it. And sure enough, I did go out there and got shot with the laser blast. But it's like, what the hell, man? I don't know how to beat this dude. Like, it's one of the most interesting things they could have added to this game. For free, by the way. So, I mean, if you have the game, yeah, definitely go on.
Absolutely.
Dang, I want to play it now.
It's so good.
It's done. I think it's done very well.
I don't understand how this game did not get higher in the Game of the Year category.
It's probably because it came out in the beginning of the year. It came out in, like, February.
But it had good, like...
And people just forget.
You know what I think it was? I think it... the Division left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. And when they saw Wildlands, they saw the Division in the jungle. And so they didn't even bother with it.
And that's terrible.
Which because... it is, because it's a really good game that I think got way overlooked.
Well, the YouTube Kotaku does not share your enthusiasm.
That's where it is. That's where I saw it then. Yeah.
The amazing people over at Kotaku that is, you know, Kappa. Such a... Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You so much, Kappa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're garbage. But anyways, they say it doesn't work. They're not as...
Why do they say it doesn't work, though?
They say that the patterns of the Predator, once you figure it out, he's easy, too easy to beat.
Oh, I guess we're just stupid because I couldn't figure out. So here's the thing. He sends out decoys because literally I found him. Like one time we had him, like every time I could see him. I didn't care if he was wearing camouflage because it's like the camouflage in the movie where he is invisible to some degree.
But you can
see the way.
You see that distortion. Yeah.
So you can still see him like that. And it's awesome. I think it's a dope nod back. So we're following him and I can see him every single time. And I'm just dumping bullets into this guy. And then all of a sudden, he runs right in front of me, right? Well, at least I think he runs in front of me, because then the laser beam comes to the back of my head and then shoots me. And I'm like, okay, hold on. I 100% saw him run past me. And then we figure out he's got decoys running around. Like, it's not just, you know, him doing stuff. He's got fakes and, you know, going left and right. And so I'm like, all right, this makes it even more difficult. So I don't know what pattern they're talking about. Maybe we missed this pattern, but... Are the fear?
I think the fear got to us.
The fear got to us or something, but like, I don't know. Is that it? Is it just a pattern and then all of a sudden?
It's Kotaku. I don't want to really read the whole thing.
I'm waiting to get to the chopper.
To the chopper!
If we don't kill this thing and then we all like, there's a cutscene where we all look at him and he types on his damn...
And then we have to run.
And then we have to run.
Yes.
If that's not in here, then they failed. But... Other than that, DLC is amazing.
First of all, it's free again, so you have to get it. And second of all, just having a crossover franchise into something that was like historically all realistic for the Ghost Recon series. It was all supposed to be like a simulation type of, you know, shooting thing. It's dope. It fits perfectly.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
It's good.
I wish it was longer because I feel like this boss battle could have been kind of drawn out. Like they could have done some things where you're always hunting him and you're just one step behind him. Like he just took out a whole village or something like that.
Oh, man.
And then you just get like small like tastes of like, oh, he was just here and I just saw him. And then he's like rooftop to rooftop as he's gone. And, you know, that would have been dope. I think, I think it was a nice little Christmas present.
So, talking about. That sounds interesting. I'm playing a game called Getting Over It.
It's about
which is a lot more interesting.
Unrequited love?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
Lots of Haagen-Dazs in there.
It's a tough one, man. I mean, one day they like you, one day they don't.
Bible thump.
Yeah. One day you have the next Bible day you're not.
How do you get over it?
You didn't seem as impressed with this game as I was.
I didn't. You know why I didn't seem impressed with that screensaver? Because it wasn't a game.
I don't get what you mean, why you keep calling it a screensaver.
It was an interactive screensaver.
Then it's not a screensaver.
There was no, it was a screensaver.
Screensavers aren't interactive.
Screensaver is just something you look
at. This one was. This was 100%
interactive. I just don't get it. So basically this game, I saw, from the SF Shock, the player Sinatra, he did a 24-hour stream. And at one point he started playing this game called Getting Over It. And, I was just fascinated. Like, I don't know why. I just could watch someone play this forever. So
it's 9 out of 10 on Steam.
Look at that. Near perfect game. So imagine a guy, probably naked, in a cauldron. So from the waist down is in a cauldron, and all he has is a giant sledgehammer. And he uses the sledgehammer to propel himself forward.
Yes.
So hitting the ground, and then he uses his incredible upper body strength to like lift himself up and around.
His god level.
And
freaking
the whole game is about experiences and like,
no, now see, now you're extra.
Going
now
over,
you're adding extra.
Climbing the
experiences?
Mountain. Yeah.
No, you have one thing you do. That's it. There isn't different experiences. It's not like a waterfall will come down at some port or
see,
a bird.
Playing, you weren't playing with the headphones.
There's a monster chasing
or
you.
There's a yeah. There's not, that's not an experience. You all you're doing.
You didn't play with the headphones on.
It didn't matter.
You got to hear the narrator talking to you about the game.
Oh, there's a narrator for real?
Yeah. As you're playing through, he's explaining the psychology behind the game.
Hey, just get over it.
And it's incredible. It's like the it's like one of those I guess I'd call it like a physics based game, because it's just all about this the physics.
I don't
of
know many physics that let you launch yourself in a cauldron with a hammer.
Have you tried to launch yourself in the cauldron with a hammer?
Actually, yes, twice.
Controller Zen says twice. Getting over it is awesome to watch people stream. YouTube filled with thousands of reactions. Here's my gripe with it. There's no
beef.
There's no indication in this game of kind of like how high you are that
Aaron
I've
wants
seen
a,
so far.
Aaron wants a health bar. He wants
no,
to know
I don't
how
need a health
high
bar.
You are.
I don't
he
need a health
to,
bar.
He wants a progress tracker.
Progress tracker would be fine.
No.
Because it's like there's nothing. You're literally moving towards nothing.
You can record how high you get.
That's all
and
I want.
Compare it to other people.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Why,
but
do, you, why do you need that?
There's literally nothing because there's no point to it then. I'm just climbing for nothing?
No, you're climbing to get to beat the game.
There's no. You said there's no end.
No, the game's got to end.
Does it?
Does it, though?
Does it, though? Yeah. Does it, though?
I think so.
Hold on. I'm going to Google this.
I didn't look for
the
spoilers.
It goes on and on.
Yeah, let's see the ending here. Major spoilers. Let's go.
No spoilers.
Probably going to go right into No Man's Sky.
You're in space now.
You launch yourself into space.
It's a prequel.
That's exactly what it is.
No, man. It was fun. And it's kind of like one of those games that therapeutic in a way. You just play it for a little while. You don't need to like invest a huge amount of time into it. You just pick it up, play, learn a little bit more about yourself, and you know,
it sounds like a phone app. Like, just
I think it's on the iOS. I want to say it's on the iOS.
Honestly it could be a phone app. I could see that. I could see you,
yeah,
because you want to use your mouse, so I could see you flicking your thumb.
You're just passing time then
to climb up something.
So then that's its purpose, to pass time on your phone.
It's a good game, Aaron. I paid $7.99.
You
for
paid
it.
Way too much.
$7.99
way,
is
way too much
for a 9 out of 10 game on Steam.
First of all, it's not a 9 out of 10. I don't care who says that. I don't know who reviewed this because
Kotaku.
That's a lie. Yeah, clear.
Graphics look good though. I will admit that they look pretty.
I'm on the Steam right now because of I want to see who reviewed this thing. $7.99. That's crazy. That's insane.
Is that normal price or sales
that's
price?
It's normal price right now.
Okay.
I don't see anything that indicates that it's on sale right now. Like, I understand. And it may be a thing where it's like people, they feel like it's a, you know, it's a challenge to them.
Mm-hmm.
But a challenge has rewards. You don't just challenge yourself and then all of a sudden.
Watch Naked and Afraid and tell me challenges don't have rewards.
Their reward is the publicity they get.
Yeah. They also lose a lot of weight.
And yeah. And scurvy.
From starvation. Because they almost die.
It's the price you pay. How bad do you want it?
So this seems like there isn't. I mean, if there is an ending to it, and I really hope there is, and there's no like indicator that there is right now, there's got to be an ending, first of all.
The ending's that he's been dead the whole time.
Yeah.
He's in purgatory.
Probably.
The cauldron breaks and he's just butt naked, shaking.
Or there is no bottom half.
Well, okay. Well, hold on.
The sludge hammer is his penis.
That's terrible. Blood Ocean says.
Would you like me to put the hammer down?
Blood Ocean says, does GTA or Breath of the Wild really end? Any open world game end? Yeah, they got endings. They have concrete endings, and then you could play more. That's all that is. That's all it is. Does this have that, at least? Like, you get to a point where you're like, you reach the peak of the mountain. Now do it all over again. Like,
would that not be enough for you?
That would be enough. Then that would be enough.
That's the thing, too, is like, one false move and you lose all the progress. That happened to Corey as we're watching him. He spent like 20 minutes climbing up this cliff.
Yeah, which is nothing, though, compared to what Steven said. He was watching a highlight where a dude lost 12 hours of progress.
Yeah. See, that's 12 hours of progress gone.
That's the quitting moment.
Just like that.
Flicked the hammer the wrong direction.
That's
and
the quitting
propelled himself off moment. Mountain.
That's when you quit. That's when you're done. You're like, you know what? Thank you for watching, everybody. We're going to leave it at that. This game is stupid. And I'm going to actually go play some other games.
See, adapting rage quit that game.
Oh, my God.
It's like Flappy Bird. That was a difficult game.
A difficult game, right?
Had a progress.
But it had a point. That was your goal. I just reached 2. Let me see if I can reach 3. I reached 3. Yeah. Let me see if I can reach 4. Dark Souls. Difficult game. But if you beat the things, you get rewards for it. I just defeated this crazy, crazy dragon. You know, maybe I got some orbs. Maybe I got a little armor. Whatever. There was some type of reward. You play games to entertain, one, and for the rewards.
This game was actually published by Humble Bundle.
It shows.
Wow.
It shows. God Discount damn. Written all over it. I'm sorry.
Hey, Humble Bundle, I can't talk shit about Humble Bundle.
They're
good.
They made some choices.
They have good deals.
They're good people.
They had the Star Wars thing.
Come on.
Yeah, no, it's all cool. Charity. Yeah, because I did the Star Wars thing where they gave me a whole bunch of Star Wars games, and then they tried to swindle me by saying, do you want to give a lot to the charity? Do you want to give a lot to Humble Bundle? Or do you want to give some to the developer? And I'm like, this developer isn't around anymore.
Yeah, it was the Star Wars Humble Bundle.
Who am I giving this to, Humble Bundle? Yeah.
Don't be out of the pocket.
Maybe that's what you get out of it, Aaron. Maybe since Humble Bundle came up with this, it's for charity.
No, I think
that's the reward.
I think they swindled. So okay, then write that charity. On the box. Write that on the box.
It's digital. You get no box.
Digital game. What kind of
mail me a box.
Send an email box.
There, yeah. Email me a box that I have to print out and fold myself that says that. All right.
4 hours later.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. It's charity.
That's a difficult box to fold out.
Well, I mean, not to mail it. He has to print it. It's origami. It's origami.
Corey.
Yeah.
Golf It. 40% off right now on Steam. Buy it.
Golf It?
Yes. It's a golf game. Has an objective. You win.
Oh. Okay.
You win.
I mean, this game I'm really into getting over it.
Corey. Guilty Gear X. RD. $14.99. 50% off. Has an objective. Beat it.
Well, I mean, that's a... You know, I've heard that's a great game.
Corey. Stick Fight. The game. $3.99. 20% off on Steam.
Has an objective.
Has an objective. Buy it.
Aaron's being super extra.
Corey, mount your friends. 70% off.
Aaron, you're acting out of pocket.
Actually, I'm acting quite...
In pocket?
I'm not even going to say it.
Are you... You were gonna say in pocket, weren't you?
I'm not even gonna say.
You were. He was saying in pocket.
Any other good games on the Steam sale, though?
Skyrim, if you want.
You're probably asking the wrong person.
They're always slinging Skyrim out there.
It's always on sale.
Grand Theft Auto 5, you can get that for $23.99.
What?
Public G is on for $29.99. Actually, it's not even on sale. It's just they just put it right there with the sales for some reason.
Let's see if they notice.
Yeah, basically.
Got him.
And L.A. Noire.
Ooh, Cuphead on sale. I don't know why. It's on sale, but it's only 15%.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like instead of $20, it's $17.
This game, Divinity, that's been out for like 17 years, in my opinion, is on sale.
Ooh, Stardew Valley. That's on sale.
There you go, Stardust Valley.
Stardust.
All right. Raw Data, $31.99. You want a little of that Raw Data?
Oh, our boy, his game, Ralph Van Lierop, The Long Dark.
Nice.
It's $8.
Pick it up, everybody.
75%.
Does it have a goal?
Survive.
Yeah, Aaron, does it have a goal?
Yeah, survive.
This one has a goal to climb over shit.
Yeah, no.
That's just as good of a goal as to climb.
Because if you don't survive, you die. And then this one, if you fall from a great height, you don't die.
You're restarting the game.
It's Cauldron saved you.
You die a little bit inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want a game where I die a little bit inside. That's not a game anymore.
Every time you fall and lose progress, you die a little bit.
Depression Simulator.
Yeah, exactly.
Depression Simulator.
That's exactly what you're playing then. You're playing Depression Simulator. And nobody wants to do that. No, nobody wants that. What are the games? Any other news that's going on in the world? It's Christmas, everybody.
In birthday news, Webb has an interesting story.
Webb, you have an interesting birthday? Okay, not anymore, it isn't.
So, I've been wanting a drone for a while. Found a drone
on Amazon. I didn't see you as a drone person, first of all. What were your hopes and corporate dreams
drone. With the drone? Aerial photography. Aerial videos photography. And stuff like that, yeah. So, I found one. I was like, all right, I want to get this one because it's like, it's less expensive and I can practice with it before I go and get one of those $1,000 drones.
Wait, your ultimate goal is to get one of those $1,000 drones?
Well, eventually.
That's his end game.
That's the end game.
To get the $1,000 drone?
More of an objective than that other freaking game. But continue, go ahead.
So today's my birthday. My wife surprised me with the drone I got on my wish list. So the drone was about yay big. And came with a remote.
For the podcast listeners, he is holding his middle finger and his thumb about 2 inches apart from each other.
Yeah, this is a tiny drone.
That's right. It was a small drone.
A deck of cards?
It was probably about the size of this Red Flags box.
Okay. So, that Red Flags box, it only costs $14.99 on Amazon?
Yeah, from Skybound Games.
Cool.
Okay, so now we're plugging Skybound. All
right. If you're listening to the podcast, Google Red Flags, and that's the size of the drone. Or you can just Google Holly Stone drone, and it'll pop up. Anyway, so, Maiden Flight. Well, true Maiden Flight.
Donuts cookies.
I launched it a couple times inside. It was cool. So I took it outside. Had a camera on it and everything. And I launched it. And I'm like, all right, this is cool. I'm going to see how I'm going to like get it high so I can see this cool image because the app is on your phone so you could see what the drone sees. And then pretty soon I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to bring it back down. And it's not responding. And basically what happened, the wind took it. I had zero control. Wind took it, blew it out into a field. We went out and looked for like 2 hours to try and find this drone. Could not find it, so now I'm droneless.
But you got a controller.
But I got a controller. I got a controller.
You have the money, man.
So what happens now? Like, what happens? Is it just like, oh shucks? Like,
I say that you was find fun, it. Or? I say you find it.
It's not gone.
It's there.
No, it has to be gone.
No, it didn't just evaporate into thin air.
My theory is that an animal took it, thinking it was something.
It's not food.
Like I said, it's small.
Animals are very simple.
It's the size of your phone.
They're very simple.
I will go put my phone out into the middle of a field right now, and not a damn animal will touch it.
Yeah, they either think it's food or not food.
Or garbage.
Here's what I thought. Here's my thinking behind that. Is that because it was flying. So if an animal thought it was some sort of bird or something, I don't know.
Blood Ocean says...
He's going to find it. Some duck is just humping it.
Blood Ocean says, size of a Toll House cookie?
Yeah, about the size of a Toll House cookie.
Wow.
Yeah.
So was your drone experience? I don't get that.
I don't know.
Is that internet slang?
It was Bible thumb. Yeah. So it was disappointing. So next, I'm gonna buy another one.
So you're gonna buy another one of the exact same kind?
No, not the same one. I know to try to find his old one. I need to buy one that is more substantial and it's heavier.
How about you get one that's like this big?
Stronger. Yeah, that's probably the one I'm going to get.
At least like 5-10 inches.
Because I need something that can fight the wind. Because there's a light breeze and I lose my drone. I can't keep buying drones every time there's a light breeze.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like one of those get what you pay for things.
I think that's what it was.
You can't just buy a $100 drone and then just shoot it straight up into the sky and hope for the best. Because something's going to happen to it.
I don't know if... were you just trying to get aerial shots? Is that what you were trying to do?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get aerial shots.
Somebody shot it down.
There's one by a company called DJI. You guys probably know them. They make the Phantom drones. Or if you're really into drones, Mavic. The Mavic Pro drone. They have one called the Spark. That's like their entry level one. So it shoots 4K at 30 frames per second. So it's still like a really good drone. It's substantial. There's weight to it. But it's not $1,000. So that might be the one I go for.
So it's $999.
So what are you just giving up on it? Or are you going to like maybe you take pictures and start posting it like a lost kitten?
Maybe. I might go back out to the field and try again maybe tomorrow or something.
Yeah, go look.
Just search but party. Everybody got their flashlights.
The crazy thing is it was me.
You can't treat your drone like Barb.
Yeah.
Look for more than a couple hours.
You can't leave Barb alone
me,
like that.
My wife, my mom, and my sister. And we got to where the fence was. I flew the drone over, and we're like, okay, so it's in this vicinity. We made like a triangle because it flew out, and then the wind kind of took it, and I did emergency stop, so it just shut the propellers off. But it's so light, the wind kind of drifted it over, so I'm like, it has to be here.
See, so this damn drone, Forrest Gump feather fell and just landed somewhere off course.
Basically. Forrest Gump feather fell. But I have no idea where. That's
now
the thing.
You got the visual now, Corey?
Yeah, I do.
The thing is, too, is like, okay, so there's a range on it. So it gives you a live feed on your phone. And there's a range on it because it works through Wi-Fi. So if the drone gets too far out, then the feed cuts. So I'm working off of the last image the drone sent me before it went down. It's like the black box. And so I'm like trying to triangulate. I'm like, okay, so this is what it was looking at. So now I just need to find what it was looking at and then go based off of that.
And so you like, tried to pull a CSI Sacramento.
Basically.
Yeah! Where are you? CSI drone.
He gets a map, drone just a plain paper, and just... So we got about 15-mile radius. Sending roadblocks.
There's yarn half circling and that's trailing off. There's a pelican on it. Yeah.
It's like if I don't find it today, then it's really gone.
Yeah! I have I feel your pain because I remember when I got my first I don't think it was this phone, but the phone before this one.
Oh yeah, on the V20.
When I got the V20 day one.
Oh yeah, I remember you said
I was going to be I was calling in to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I missed a step outside of the hotel room and dropped it face planted and shattered into a million pieces. I felt so bad.
It's
it's that feeling of like, oh, I love this new thing, and then all of a sudden it's just in a second destroyed.
I don't remember ever destroying technology that fast. You know what? A controller. And it wasn't even my fault, actually. It was Dominique. I bought a Mad Catz controller for the GameCube.
And that's Strike fine. One.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
Strike One.
But I was doing it for Phantasy Star, and he was mashing on the A button so hard that he literally broke the
it popped controller. In. It
went the little, the little stuff on the inside, the little rubbery stuff inside, smashed or whatever. It was bad.
I did learn because apparently this is a very, very common thing for especially first time drone owners.
Oh yeah, everybody loses a drone.
Everybody loses their drone.
I have a drone. I haven't lost my drone.
Have you used it?
It seems like something that you tell yourself to make yourself feel bad. It happens all 9 out of 10 drone owners lose it in the first flight.
I may or may not be doing that, but don't take it away from me. The one thing I did learn is I am going to get, you know, those little tile things that you can get to put on your keys. So if you lose your keys, you like can find them.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that. So the next drone I get, I'm going to attach that to it.
Throw off the balance of the weight.
Yeah, so that's
it's going to flip upside down next time and just fly straight.
All right, drone number 3. Let's go back to the drawing board. Yeah, it was So
now he's buying
was
tiles.
Was that like your main gift? Was that like the
That was my birthday gift.
That was the big one.
From Jamie, yeah.
Oh. Man.
Yeah.
Wow, that was the... Dang, you lost the big one?
Yeah.
I thought that was like gift 2 or something.
No. You know what the horrible thing is, too? At the convention, we were just at...
I know, she was telling...
She was telling me, and she was so excited.
So excited to give me this drone.
To give it to
and
you,
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't wait to see his face. He's going to take all these aerial
Did
shots.
Did she really?
Yeah, dude. Oh. She was like... So when she was telling me the story at the burger place or wherever we went, she was just like, I can see it in her face. Like how upset she was.
Yeah.
You're getting divorced. You're getting divorced.
Yeah, you know, that's.
She's going to fly it in on a drone. The papers. Sign these, please. She couldn't even do the face to face.
I could have.
So, yeah. I could have. But I think this stings a little more.
Oh, man. So it was.
Here you go, everybody. Get your significant other a drone.
Happy birthday.
316.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
All right. Let's see. All right. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Our fugitive has been on the run for 90 minutes. Average bus speed over uneven ground, barring injuries, is 4 miles per hour. Yeah. That gives us a radius of 6 miles. What I want from each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, henhouse, outhouse, and doghouse in the area.
But the thing is, it's only about a I don't know, half an acre of grass. Is that what you're looking at?
No, it's a substantially
it's a good thicket.
It's a good thicket.
Were there bushes?
No, there were.
Were there trees?
No.
So it's basically flat land that we can go and walk and see this thing.
Lots of hills.
Okay.
And crevices.
All right.
Why do I imagine I would have been able to find it like in 2 seconds? Like I don't know why.
Well, now you have a mission.
You gotta go look, definitely. You have to go look again. Like, it's not a...
Search party.
Yeah, you gotta go look again. What are they saying in chat? She could have done it that way, but she wanted to show him how it's done. Damn. That's how... Yeah,
wow.
That's how
you're doing.
This is how you fly a drone, a-hole.
Little screen pops down in her face.
Oh, man. How much did you spend on this?
More than yours.
Yeah. Like, I'm taking it out of the divorce. Half.
She picks up the dog with it. You're like, geez.
Okay.
Did you train with this drone? Like, good lord.
So he's pulling it out. Oh, you were flying it behind. Oh, that's a pretty...
That's... A large area.
He's looking at the area that it was lost in.
He lost it behind a Dave and Buster's.
Here's the other thing. You couldn't keep the footage? Like, you didn't get to the footage?
No, that's what he said. He said it, like, he loses the footage after certain. So he, up until it went out of range, he tried to use that information to triangulate. There's a lot of water there. You sure didn't go in the water?
I checked. Okay, so this is a older picture. So there's not that much water right now.
So you don't even have
there is water, but it's not that much. So I did check the puddles. So I launched it right here. Hmm. And it flew out here. Right about this point is when I realized I'm not controlling this drone. Now here's the deceiving part. It is about the size of your phone.
Uh-huh.
So for podcast listeners, about the size of a Galaxy S8 Plus, iPhone 8 Plus.
A phablet,
okay? Yeah. It's about the size of a phablet. The problem with that is it's deceiving. So it could not be that far out, but it looks like it is because it's so tiny. So no joke, we started here, and it's got to be in this range.
God damn.
And so we walked all the way down to here.
Did you walk holding hands?
And back.
Yeah, were you holding like hands?
No, we were doing like the...
Like Stranger Things formation?
Yeah, search party, Stranger Things formation, you know, gaps in between.
Did you have the flags?
Walking.
I just imagine...
They're like the marker flags? Like, okay, we checked this area.
Actually, no, but that's a this really good idea. This section
is marked. It's clear.
First of all, it's a drone, guys.
Go.
We're looking for a drone, not a dead body. Not a missing child.
First of all, you start off with the missing drones.
But Aaron,
then you move on to the dead bodies.
We did acknowledge that this is gift number one.
That is gift number one, yes.
You have to put
it. I guess the severity of it is.
Here's the problem, too, is that I think I got to look and do more research on drones, but the next one I buy, I would like to be able to somehow remotely power it on. This one, if it's been inactive for too long, the battery, just shuts off. So, I was walking around trying to just get it to launch with the remote, hoping I could just launch it. It goes up. There it is. I walk over, I grab it, and all is good. But it was inactive for too long, so the battery turned off, and I had no way of turning it back on.
Next birthday, I think Jamie needs to just get you a drone and a metal detector.
Yeah. Or a remote control car. Like a drone that's like a car, because that's hard to lose.
But those aren't good for shots. Like one angle. Like, you don't want that.
So everything's just upskirt. What's going on?
Just driving through the mall, upskirting everybody. That's not good, man. You get arrested for that stuff.
Damn.
Now you see, though, what I had to work with.
I mean,
that's a substantial... I mean, put it in perspective, look, there's the mall. The mall could easily fit in that space.
Yeah.
This is in Roseville?
Yeah.
Like, you drove all the way? Okay, never mind. I'm not going out to Roseville.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll help you.
I thought you were by your house. I'm not driving out there. You shouldn't have went to Roseville.
the grassy area.
Was it because you were with your parents the grassy or something?
Yeah, my mom and sister live in the apartments right by the field.
Okay.
So we took it out there.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, that's too much.
That is a Bible thump if I've ever heard
that's
one.
Horrible. So what have we learned all today, people? Don't use internet slang outside in the real world. Don't fly a drone in Roseville. And was that about it? Is that all we learned?
I think, yeah. And go pick up Getting Over It.
No, we didn't learn that.
$7.99.
Did not learn that today.
Steam store.
Well,
9 out of 10.
I want to say a very Merry Christmas to everybody, though. If you are listening to this on Christmas Day, hope you have a very happy Christmas, Merry Hanukkah, and joyful Kwanzaa. What other religions do out there?
Festivus.
Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
Yep.
Is that it? It's only four?
Yeah, that's it. It's the big four.
Feels like there's more.
No.
I don't know. Satanists don't do anything?
No.
Purge.
Purge themselves. Probably just vomit everywhere. I don't know what they do.
Well, Osha says, how about kite? You can always follow where it is.
There you go.
Yeah, fuck drones. We're getting David a kite.
Any other special messages for the people out there you guys want to slide on?
Merry tape Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy Kwanzaa.
2018 is coming around, people. Are we going to do a show for the New Year's?
I think so. I'm pretty sure there's like another show
Every year we say, are we going to do it? And then we go, yeah, we'll probably do it. And then it comes around, no, let's not do it.
Well, because, I mean, you know... One of the people want more.
I don't want to bother everybody.
Yeah, you know. There's going to be a lot of people wasted. You guys all plan to get wasted on your New Year's, right?
No, I don't really. I only get wasted at the Christmas party.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
You get chocolate wasted.
Maybe.
Well, you got wasted on your birthday, didn't you?
Did I?
I thought you did.
Yeah, on his birthday, but that's a different thing.
Wait, do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Exactly. Then you got wasted. Yeah, there you go.
Smite World Championship. I intend to hopefully have a big celebration. We'll see how that one goes.
All right, everybody. Don't forget to go to our social medias and tell a friend about all our stuff, too, as well. VGBstudios.com. You can Google us. You know, you'll find everything. And then we want to hear more feedback from you, of course, because we love that type of stuff, everybody. Yeah, that's about it. So Merry Christmas once again, everybody, for the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, Stephen Gutierrez. I am Sir Aaron Carter saying have a very, very Merry Christmas.